that. Now, item 13, and this, Susan, I think falls into your part of the empire.
Certainly does. I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the naming an existing unnamed private road in East Berlin to Osprey Drive.
Is there a seconder for that motion? Councilor Fancy has seconded it. Where exactly is it, Mike?
It's down in East Berlin, off the East Berlin Road. It's, you go across the
causeway.
The causeway or the Pebble Beach in East Berlin. And it's on that little peninsula kind of thing out there, so.
Down a ragged harbor?
Down past the
way
beach.
Way down.
Yeah.
You go by.
Okay.
Yeah, past the beach
okay.
Room and then through the, right to the end, actually.
Yeah.
So DOT services straight to the beach.
And it's a road, isn't it, right across? Because
it's a road they have.
And does it wash in still?
I think it does in the storms and stuff like that.
Still washes in.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess just as a little bit of background, as part of, I guess, our informal process when assigning civic numbers along right-of-ways, when we get to three or more dwellings on a unnamed right-of-way, we request that the owners of that right-of-way submit an application to have that road named for civic addressing purposes. So we had made that request to the owner of that road and the majority of the lots within that subdivision to submit a couple names for the naming. The first name that was submitted was Ragged Harbor Drive, and that just wasn't suitable because there's an existing road in Port Medway, Ragged Harbor Road. So the second name choice was Osprey Drive, which is a suitable name as per our bylaws. So that's the name that's coming forward as the new name for this private road.
So at the map that was attached to the motion, those black dots are those residences?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So there's one right out at the end there? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. It's just purchased, I think.
Okay. Further discussion? If not, I can take the question. All in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Are there roads successfully?
And Councilor Fancy. We are going to do the report from Queen's Place.
Good morning. Good morning. We'll give you a quick look at what's been going on at Queen's Place. And just in the arena, certainly I think many folks were in attendance here on the Saturday evening as the Junior B Privateers opened their new hockey season against Andy Ganish. And, sitting in the stands, I believe, a very strong crowd. I don't have a number, but
466.
I know that eclipsed another game in the area. So that's really good, a good draw to start with. The Western Hurricanes, the Subaru AAA Bantam Western Hurricanes, have also opened their competitive hockey season too. So it's great to have those competitive pieces.
I might point out with a loss, and my grandson was captain of the winning team.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's good inside information. And it's good to see competitive ice hockey back for the season, and this will help fuel some additional revenues for vending canteen and certainly arena. This weekend, the Privateers are going to play Glace Bay Miners on Saturday, and the Hurricanes will play the Kings Mutual team on Saturday. Under fitness, we've done a little regroup in the fitness center with some personnel, minor personnel changes. Matt Ben Weichen has returned in a part-time role to assist us on some weekend coverages, and Megan Roberts and Joanne Leniton have redone their group class schedule for a short period, and the new class schedule will run until November the 7th. Private rentals, there are two nights with private rentals with yoga, And we now have another individual who's bringing in child and youth yoga, and that's getting ready to get underway, and it's going to be two age groups doing that, and I believe it's on Tuesdays going forward. Youth-oriented programming will also include Zumba Kids, Youth Med Ball Madness, and On Point Performing Arts this past weekend held registration for their classes. And numbers, sign-ups were low, so we're unsure if this will go forward or not. And so if you know any folks with young ones that may be interested in On-Point Performing Arts, please steer them to the Facebook site or their website for On-Point Performing Arts. There are a couple of programs that are going on at Queen's Place, one through the Nova Scotia Health Authority, Your Way to Wellness, and that will commence on the 29th of September to November 3. And you register for that. And the Nova Scotia Breast Screening Program mobile unit was on site up till September 19.
That's continued it's been going since the hospital actually started to be rebuilt, I think. And
been at Queen's Place three seasons now?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. It's good parking and you've got all the plug-ins that they need and so on.
Yes. Just an overall, a couple general things. You know, we have a few new ICE logos in the ICE. Bellabo Vino Accountants and Giant Tiger. The AAA Bantam Western Hurricanes new sponsor, Subaru, was put into the ICE. And we have another ICE logo pending to go in at the first week of October. There have been a couple of out and a couple of in on the track and the other advertising spaces. So we continue to look for advertising and work to upsell that. There's definitely a review with CAO and finance of Queen's Place revenues and expenditures going on. And we're looking at, we have another possible pending project with a pending donor to do another little project in the building. And we're working on certainly facility maintenance and staffing at the present time. That is my report.
Thank you all.
Okay.
Questions of Steve? Comments about Queen's Place? Councilor Fancy.
Steve, the one thing that this online performing arts, so that this is supposed to be a big thing, right? And it's in it.
On point, yeah.
The low intake of it is always a concern to us. Is there any way that we can be able to get out to schools or? But it just seems like there just seems to be no.
This is a private rental,
right. That's right.
And you know they have a successful, and I'm just speaking from what I know. They have a successful program in the Chester and Bridgewater areas, and they came in last year and had a fairly successful first season, and they've opened their registration. We did actually assist them in preparing some posters and doing some legwork for them, so they are a private rental, and we certainly would do anything to help encourage, you know, youth and parents to involve their youth in that.
Okay, so maybe it's something more they could do, because I hate to see things like this go through and not.
Yeah, we're always in communication with those folks that are working to rent the facility. Yeah.
The other thing too, the game the other night, the community room. How well was that? Was that utilized? A lot of people. You see a lot of people going in and out because they could hear the game from up there and things like that.
Well, I'm going to go from observation. I was in the stands as a fan, and you know the bar area wasn't overly used. And I think you know it'll take time till folks you know realize that. I heard a good report on. I don't know, the atmosphere, I guess, that sound does create. So.
It does, okay.
Yeah.
Any further questions of Steve? If not, thank you, Steve.
Yeah, thank you.
That brings us to, if there are any questions on items 15.1 or 2, which are just in there for reporting purposes, and if not, that brings us to item 16.1. Richard, would you like to start us?
Sure.
Just hold tight. I need somebody to. There's a recommendation here. And maybe Deputy Mayor, since it's such a general request,
I see it.
You perhaps remove that.
So the two, okay. I so move, it's recommended that the Council of the Region Queens Municipality request the Mayor to send a letter to the Federal Minister of Citizen and Immigration Canada and the Provincial Minister of Immigration. A, assuring government that the Region of Queens Municipality is a welcome community for immigrants. B, encouraging the increase of government-assisted refugees welcomed to Nova Scotia. And C, encouraging government to work with rural communities during the heightened response to the refugee crisis to achieve the rural immigration objectives articulated in the One Nova Scotia Report. Number two, convene and facilitate in a community discussion on how the community as a whole can respond to the refugee crisis.
So second up that motion. Councillor Frelick. Just one word of correction. Item A, first line, it should read a welcoming committee,
it's
a community
a
rather
community.
Than a welcome community.
Welcoming.
Discussion. Richard, would you like to take us through the discussion, please?
Sure, and where this came from. So in recent weeks, communities across Canada, and particularly Nova Scotia, have been looking and trying to understand what our roles are and how to contribute to the refugee crisis in Syria that we've seen in the media. In response to that, Nova Scotia Department of Immigration invited a number of stakeholders, including municipalities, which Mayor Clark asked me to attend on behalf of the Region of Queens, on this. It was attended by five municipalities, Region of Queens, Municipal District of Lunenburg, Cape Breton Municipality, Halifax, and Yarmouth. The sponsorship agreement holders, which are ISANS, who has emerged as providing the leadership for the other sponsorship agreement holders, which are a couple of the churches, the Baptists, the United Church, I believe, in the I don't remember, it's in the report exactly who, there's a couple, and a couple of the non-government organizations around this. People have been asking, you know, because we see in the media play out, you know, these different numbers of refugees coming in, how many need to come, how do we help, and what happens there. So in the report, there's a PowerPoint that government shows some of the streams that refugees are able to come to Canada. Primarily, there's two paths that particularly ISANS is alerting people to focus on. There's the government-assisted refugee stream, which the government has recently announced an increase to the number of refugees that will be processed through that, and those are funded by the federal government. And then there's private sponsored refugees, which are, you know, when groups raise close to $30,000, they can sponsor bringing over a family. And one of the key encouragement from ISANS is to have discussions around those sort of opportunities. We also received at the same time a submission, which is included in your package, from a homeowner in Milton regarding immigration under the One Nova Scotia Report and re-engaging the community on a conversation around that. So I brought this report forward to put it forward to council for consideration. As I've written in the report, it appears that right now, while the Federation of Canadian Municipalities has announced a task force to provide municipality guidance on what we could or should or might consider, it appears there's three roles at this point: advocacy, facilitating community conversations, and taking a look at our municipal services for immigrants when they come here. So I believe with that,
okay, so discussion.
It's not new that we've talked about immigrants and how to attract immigrants to Queens. I think many years ago we looked at the town of Truro that brought a cluster of families together, and we all recognized that that's what you need for success. You need a cluster. I believe our community would support this initiative and be glad of it. There's nothing better than to have new people and new culture and new food and new ideas, and it keeps us all diverse and from getting stale. So I think it's a great incentive, and I hope everybody else feels the same.
Councilor Pansy.
I believe in exactly what Darlene is saying. The only thing that I would add to that is that the government would look at some way of what they're going to do, not just bring people in, but how they're going to incorporate them. Are they going to be able to set up things like with trade schools or things like that, so they can be able to become an active part in the community, not just a placement that becomes a burden, if it becomes something that they can be able to be integrated in, which would all have to be all part of what they're going to do.
Councilwoman,
what is the stance of the UNSF?
So it was requested at the meeting that at this point going forward that information is pushed out and returned through UNSM. So I don't believe there is a UNSM policy position on it. Federation of Canadian Municipalities has put together a task force. I would assume that that would provide guidance as their work.
Councilor McLeod.
Richard, just so that I get an understanding, and please bear with me when I try to ask the question, is I know immigration and refugees is kind of a different category, but refugees is more of an emergency situation than immigration. So they must have to make different rules for different or different ways of dealing with these people. Is that correct? And
yeah.
This wouldn't fall into the regular immigration programs that are available. And this is targeting the refugee status more than just basic immigration?
Yes, and that's part of, so it was very interesting meeting going to the province and learning some of these processes, because I didn't understand them beforehand. I didn't understand the context of the numbers and the different processes. So you're absolutely right. Refugees are classified basically as someone that's under peril, whether it's for religious purposes or whatever, and those things are defined under the UN, and pardon me, because I don't have the exact thing. So what's interesting is the process is, so we've got refugee camps in neighboring countries to Syria. The process, we learned that the fastest government assistance refugees processed is about 5 or 6 months. The normal is 2 years. So there's people in these refugee camps for a couple of years, and it's quite an ordeal. It's like applying for a visa, getting all the paper. So still a lot to learn from my perspective on that. It is emergency where they've created some processes to quickly vet and try to move those quicker than normal immigration. So in the package, there is a information booklet that ISANS put together 2 weeks ago to help people understand the refugee question. I could take away more questions, but I'm sorry, I'm not a fully subject matter expert on it.
But there is a difference between
the definitions. So, yes, Councilor Frank.
So what exactly would be the plan, Richard, if we're in agreement with this? What's the next step, the next phase? Is this just a discussion?
Yeah, I would see that if council so chooses, that we would look at booking a facility, reaching out to some of the other primary stakeholders in the community that would logically be part of this. The churches, and I'm not sure what immigration groups are in here, and hosting a conversation, perhaps inviting ISANS while they are overwhelmed at this point, and having a conversation. No other commitment to that, to find out what people are doing. I don't believe that we have an intention of duplicating efforts or doing something that somebody else is doing fine, but hosting the conversation.
Ann Ferns might be helpful in this regard, Councillor.
Well, as Susan alluded to, I think we have two different conversations going on where we're going to look at this, which is, you know, a great thing, but then we also have the immigration issue, which has been ongoing for years, and Jack is right when he said, you know, we have people that have arrived but don't have the ongoing support. Government has cut all that back, and pounds being one of the crucial ones, that there's no one-on-one, so there's two very different conversations seems to be in this motion. So I just wanted to know what we're going to do with the first side of it, which you just said, but what are we going to do with the immigration side? Because it's very important that we, Queens County, the region of Queens, is a welcoming community and start that process that we've been talking about for so many years but hasn't really developed. So
I think that's clearly a good part of the agenda on this discussion. I think that clearly, as you know, that one of the people that brought forward this editorial who'd be interested in participating is eager in helping the community have that conversation around immigration and more broadly, you know, that refugee crisis is really just
I think you need to read the motion carefully, because the motion is precise in what it's defining that we do, and the meeting under two is in direct response to the refugee crisis. Yes, Councillor.
I think if we lead, not take, but lead action on the refugee issue, it lends itself then that the immigration issue has to be addressed, because once they get here, they're immigrants. You know, they're going to face those same issues that others have faced, that there used to be some navigation, you know, by example from Ann Found. So, you know, that becomes an important part of the discussion is, okay, if, you know, maybe we were able to bring a five cluster family of Syrian immigrant refugees when they arrive, they then become immigrants with special needs, you know, like everyone that comes here. So I hope that it leads into how are we looking after and supporting all our immigrants once they get here.
Yes, Councillor Pratt.
I guess because as you said, it's very important. Is it not important enough to be part of that motion rather than assume that this is going to happen naturally? Because we haven't seen it happen naturally in the past. So if it's part of a motion, is there not a better chance that it would happen if it's part of the motion? Just my thoughts.
Well, if you have those kinds of feelings, Councillor, the proper procedure is you move an amendment.
Okay.
Because I'm not quite sure where you're going with it, so come up with the wording for the amendment and we can all review that and consider it. Is there anybody else whilst Councillor Frelick is trying to pull that together? It's so near the end. I'd adjourn for 5 minutes if that would be helpful. But you're almost at the end of the meeting. Do you want a 5-minute adjournment?
Sure. That puts less pressure on the poor guy trying to write.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 minutes enough for you, Brian?
Am I the only one?
Yeah, Mayor. Yes. Doesn't encouraging government to work with rural communities sort of cover what Brian's saying, that, you know, encourage the federal government to work with rural communities in making sure those immigration navigators stay? Like, doesn't that one phrase cover a whole lot of stuff?
I think it does, but I don't know what's in Councillor Frelick's mind. So he,
Well, clearly in the past, I've brought up this about immigration, and, you know, these came from numbers based on Lunenburg, Queens. Lunenburg had 87 immigrants to their community. We had 3. So something is not working for Queens County versus Lunenburg County. So if you're making a motion about what we as Queens, the municipality, is going to do, then we should say what we're going to do, not this is all about refugees, and while that's wonderful and amazing, if we could do it, it doesn't address the big issue of immigration and what we as a community should be doing.
And and I would say to Councillor Frelick, that's a different ballgame right now than this.
But it's not.
But this is very specific to the refugee crisis. You're talking general immigration, be they professional, whatever. Which and that has all of its own things that we need to tackle, like the different numbers between Lunenburg and here, and the fact that you can't do the stream through RDA and the REN and all of that. That is worthy of its own separate motion and paper.
So, following that train of thought, if you were to pass this motion today, mm-hmm. and Councillor Fuller could take the lead in bringing forward, working the staff to bring forward a motion next council or the following council meeting that would address the issues that he would like to see addressed.
Okay.
Is that a way to go? Okay. I'm not trying to close the door, I'm trying to open it for you.
But you've got a big issue.
It's a huge issue, but yeah. We've also been 3 years talking about this issue and nothing.
Yeah, but now now you can bring it up next agenda.
Councillor Pansy.
Okay, well, when I look at this motion, it looks like just like are we supportive of going along with the government and to bringing refugees in? And again, I like what Councillor Frelick is saying, but I do believe in this. We don't want to get it bogged down that we ended up losing where we're going and trying to get these refugees in who have a problem right now. And that the immigration is a problem.
So, Councillor McLeod.
Under C, please help me understand this. It says, encouraging government to work with rural communities during the heightened response to the refugee crisis to achieve the rural immigration objectives articulated in the One Nova Scotia report. Why do we need, after crisis, why do we need the One Nova Scotia report included, because that is basically an immigration specific, not anything to do with the refugee crisis. So wouldn't that bog us down?
So it lends support.
So through the mayor to council. So that is it's simply encouraging that as government is responding, that they're considering that we do have advocacy direction through the One Nova Scotia report to meet rural objectives so that they're all not just being put in Toronto or Halifax,
but
that they're looking at these things. I may add that where these directions, 1 and 2, offer directions to have a conversation. If that happens, it would be incumbent upon staff to come back to council with a report of of what came out of those conversations. And it may help with the question of what to do with the motion. With that report coming back, may be the opportunity to ask what questions further have come up. I would assume during a community conversation on refugees that some of the conversation would go towards immigration. So we can bring back a report and council can give staff further future direction based on that if we deem that's appropriate.
Okay, I'm going to bring this to a head.
Yeah, question.
Are you going to introduce an amendment to this motion, Councillor?
No.
Okay. Are you ready then for the question on this motion?
Question.
All in favor? It's unanimous and thank you. That, I think, concludes the agenda.
Yes. I have a question. When are we going to decide about the letter that these people want? Next council?
Yes.
At this morning's presentation?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Otherwise, we don't have a motion or anything.
That's right. Or background or
yes.
Anything.
Yes. So, the motion, the agenda is completed. The council is adjourned. Thank you everybody for coming. We are resuming. We have a telephone call, you and I.
Yep.
And Jill and I want to do another one. Okay, so we're resuming, 1 o'clock?
Yep.
1.